Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Bart Benning Weekly.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Bart Benning Weekly.
I want to win.
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's Saturday morning, and that means a lot of activity on the board. We are going to talk some NCAA hoops. We are going to talk some UFC 185, and we'll talk anything else that you're going to be putting your hard-earned ducats on. Give us a call at 646-929-1298, 646-929-1298, as always. You can email the show, show@sportsbettingweekly.com, and our Twitter handle, @SBWeekly. I'm not going to even hesitate getting people involved this morning, so we're going to go right to the inner circle members and start with Tommy. Tommy, Saturday morning, how are you?
I'm living the dream, my friend, living the dream. How are you, buddy?
Well, it's good. Now, you and I are in a little different part of the world. We're in San Diego, so, you know, like some of the halftime lines aren't even posted yet. Sports books are still kind of sweeping up the paper from last night. It's a unique time of the year, Tommy, because you got college basketball teams playing the next day, the next day, the next day, and it really only isn't the early year or the, you know, those Christmas tournaments when they do it, and their conference tournaments, because they don't even do that when they're dancing, you know?
That's true. That's true. And you see a lot of teams getting knocked off now. Duke might not be a number one seed anymore after losing last night.
Yeah, no, exactly. And how does that change? From a team standpoint, there's no doubt it changes how you prepare and what you're dealing with. But from a wagering standpoint, in terms of knowing that a team played last night, they got to turn around, and sometimes not even 24 hours. You look at our local team, the Aztecs. Their game finished late last night, and they're coming right back at 3 o'clock this afternoon and playing for the Mountain West Conference Tournament Championship. How does that impact your wagering at all?
Class tells when it comes to sports, and there's always going to be upsets. But usually in tournament situations, the better team wins. And San Diego State is a much better team than Wyoming. I mean, they just are. Wyoming's tough at home. But they're not playing this game at home. They're playing this game in Vegas. And at sea level, they're not going to beat San Diego State. San Diego State wins that game by 13, 14 points.
Right. And you know what's funny about the tournament, like you mentioned, with the upsets, you'll get that in the big tournament that's coming up next week. You're always going to have, 5-13, isn't that what it does? There's always some of those.
5-12.
5-12, yeah, 5-12. There's always some of those.
Seeds, there's always at least one or two that beat the 12 seeds that beat the 5 seeds.
But when you're dealing with brackets, it's such a different element because there's no point spread. And really, what differentiates someone from winning a lot and giving up sports betting is the point spread. And when it comes to the tournament, you've got some huge ones that'll be coming up next week. You know, when you got those ones and those 16s, do you look at those huge point spreads and hesitate when you're wagering?
You know what I do on those huge point spreads? I play the halves. I play the first halves because if Duke is giving 32 points to, you know, North Dakota State, the line for the half is going to be 17, and they could be winning by 25 at the half. They could also be losing by 6. You know, it's college basketball is a little tricky. But that's when playing the halves really comes in handy.
No, and don't forget.
Line.
Yeah, part of the world that we live in, Tommy, is they call it gambling for a reason. You're absolutely right, you know.
And then what and you want to, you also want to take a look at the overs and the unders, you know, on the halves.
Right.
In those blowout games, because Duke is not going to lose to Wofford or North Dakota State or, you know, Joey's School of Broadcasting. You know, they're not going to lose to those guys. But they will, you know, but they could not cover a 32-point spread because they could take their guys out in the second half. And, you know, the tall redheaded guy from Lithuania is in the game with 10 minutes to play, taking threes. You know, and that's what you have to worry about, you know, in college basketball is, you know, garbage time. Garbage time kills you when you're given a lot of points.
No, and again, at the end of the game, on the other side, those kids, you know, they're done. This is the last game. They're down by, you know, 28. They're playing hard. And they,
yeah.
You know, they hit 7 points in a row. And if you're looking at the box score, it looks like it was an easy win with this team getting 32. But like you said, at one point, Duke was up by 38, but they pulled everybody because they want to rest because they're playing again in 2 days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's as they're a little bit easier to handicap when you get later in the tournament, and you know you have, you know your Kansas is playing your UCLA's and you know that kind of thing, Arizona's. I'm kind of interested for personal reasons to see who goes out west, as you know.
No, we'll be up at Staples Center on the 26th for those games. It's funny you mentioned, but that's exactly what we're talking about earlier, is the class rises. And once you get through that first weekend, you know, the breakdown to the Sweet 16, then you're talking about if a team is there, they're there. Maybe they're a surprise. Don't get me wrong. They could be a Cinderella story. But you don't win two games in the tournament unless you get a lot of luck or you're a pretty decent basketball team.
No, every year you get your Virginia Commonwealths or your Butlers, you know, that are going to make a big run. But if you look in the finals every year, it's one of the big schools that's there. It's going to be, you know, there's none of those Cinderellas actually ever win the tournament. They get there to the Final Four. You saw George Mason get to the Final Four. You know, you can see things like that happen. But usually when you get to the Final Four, they're four bad you-know-what teams. And and they'll, you know, like I said, it's like horse racing, class tells, you know.
Yep.
You know, and the better athletes are usually going to beat the athletes that aren't as good.
Yeah, and a couple of times we've seen with those teams that have made runs, they're very, you know, senior-laden teams. You know, they're good teams, but they don't beat themselves, and it's a pretty big stage. You know, you're traveling, you're playing in front of a big crowd. Every game's on TV, so it really does, that maturity level helps a little bit, especially in the world, because none of those kids are one and dones when you're going to those schools. You're there, they're getting a degree.
Yeah, yeah. All the kids that go to Butler stay there for 4 years, sometimes five.
Right.
But you know. You know, Kentucky has two guys that are going to be one and done this year. You know, and Calipari doesn't mind using those guys to get them national championships, to get them deep runs in the tournament. He doesn't mind, you know, these kids coming and playing for a year. And, you know, you can't really hold it against them. I mean, if someone says, hey, we're going to give you $50 million to play what you played last year for free, I mean, it's kind of hard to take that away from them. You know, it's kind of hard to
turn
that down.
No, and if you look at the world of how that impacts the world of sports wagering, it really does change things a little. But here's a guy that he adapted to the environment. He adapted to that environment. He didn't make those changes.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, he just went with what you know brought him. You know, Calipari's been doing that since forever.
Yeah,
getting these kids, you know, they're NBA kids, getting them, coaching them up for 1 year, and then they're gone. He's been doing it since he was at Memphis State.
Exactly, exactly. Now, if we look at today's board, and understand, when you're talking about a Saturday morning, it's not like a normal day of the week. First of all, you know, if you're in one of those Monday, Friday type of worlds, Saturday's a special day. But when you wake up and you're able to go down to Caliente and Tijuana and Betlegley, or you're going to head over to the Westgate and be in that huge sports book in Las Vegas, you're looking up and the board is just full of stuff, and today is no different than that. We're looking, actually, the Stony Brook-Albany game already tipped off. That was an 8 o'clock start. So that's the kind of thing where you're really loving that you can get in early and you can be betting on a game while really everybody else is kind of getting their coffee or their Bloody Marys, whatever the case may be, from the night before. But then there's 1, 2, 3 games at 10 o'clock. Our time, 1 o'clock Eastern, a 1:30 Eastern, a 2, a 3, 3:30, 3:30, 3:30, 4, 4, 4:30. So it really is an incredible day. And every single one of these games, Tommy, means something.
Absolutely. They're all, you know, they're all trying to punch your tickets to the dance. That's what it's all about in college basketball.
And it's funny
spots.
Because, yeah, it's funny with the, you know, the big talk about, you know, nobody wants to have a pro team in Vegas, and Vegas, you know, the corrupts, and there's, you know, there's the inside information aspect of Vegas. The bottom line, there's like 19 tournaments between the men and the women that were played in Vegas this week, and, of course, the Mountain West being one of them. If you look at the games today, do you have any plans to have any action today?
The only game I'm going to bet today is State. And I don't know, do you have the line in front of you for that game?
Yeah, it's 108 and 6.5. But when I when we went to air, the first half's weren't out yet.
Yeah, that, you know, 6.5. They're going to win that all day long. Yeah. You know, they're going to, like I
now
said, they win that game by double digits. They're just
The thing that's great though, Tommy, about talking with you, and you know, you've been with us from the beginning. You understand the whole concept that in sports betting, it's kind of like pizza. 30 minutes is about all I'm really willing to give them, you know? If they can't get here in 30 minutes, I don't want their pizza. And it's the same
exactly.
thing with sports betting. That first half of of course, basketball is only 20 minutes, but that's really all I'm looking for. I'm looking to get in, and especially, as you mentioned, when you have a big favorite. Get in, beat them up, and move on. Take my money and go somewhere else because the end of a basketball game takes forever, and it's brutal because you got the foul shot aspect of it. You got the three-point bombs when they're trying to chase, and no matter whether you've got this, yeah, well, no matter whether you've got the over or the unders or the totals, it's just painful, and that first half, it's so easy. Sometimes you can win the first half, and even if you lose, sometimes when you do lose, it's painless because it was never even close. You know, your team was given 12, and like you said, they're down by 6 at halftime. Sometimes, you know, a second half bet comes into play, but that 6betsagame.com philosophy is right there with all the sports, but it really does play well into this time of year with college basketball because today Kentucky's given, what, 24?
Yep. And, you know, I don't, you know what, I might even take the points in that game because they're not trying to show everything they got, you know. They're already a number one seed. Doesn't matter if they win this game, lose this game. You know, they're a number one seed. They're going to be the number one overall seed, Kentucky. They want their perfect season, but they don't need to win the game by 30 points. You know, they don't. They just have to win it by 2 to have their
right.
perfect season.
And when it comes to, you know, saying we have a perfect season 15 years from now when they're having their reunion, nobody's going to tell what their record against the spread was.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to say, you know, that time we were favored by 24 and we only won by 19? I'm so bummed about that.
Yeah. Unless there's some point shaving going on, and that's a whole other story, isn't it?
Well, if there is, then I want to be in the know.
That's right. And remember, feel free, if you know any of that information, to send us an email, show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Well, when we come back, go ahead, what?
Yeah, I said you can tweet me at Tommy Penns on Twitter.
There you go.
Let me know.
A little inside information is never a bad thing.
Richard Perry, are you listening?
When we come back, we're going to get into UFC 185. Now, last UFC 184 was the first one where I was out live, and there are a few things that happened that really surprised me. We'll cover that next. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Okay, so what do you have?
Ryan, what do you think?
Lollygag, it ain't for leaders. They're too busy making plays happen, answering the call, earning their big boy pants. Isn't it time to be the leader you were born to be? The playbook's right there, Captain. What's the call?
We'll have nachos, fried pickles, pretzels, buffalitos, honey barbecue wings, and waters all around.
Grab a seat. The game is on.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Ugh, I hate these big ass prices.
Sounds like you could use some big ass savings.
I'd love some big ass savings.
Kmart Shop Your Way members save 30 cents a gallon.
30 cents a gallon? That's a big ass discount.
Big ass discount.
A really big ass discount.
Really big ass discount.
Honey, this solves your big ass problem.
Totally solves my big ass problem.
Yeah, look at that big ass truck.
Okay, big ass man.
Hello, big ass man.
Shop Your Way members get big ass savings. Save 30 cents a gallon when you spend $50 or more at Kmart.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at moradioshow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is Second Half Chaz. If you want to let us know who you like in this huge, huge Saturday weekend of both UFC 185 and NCAA conference tournaments, give us a call, 646-929-1298, 646-929-1298. As always, our email, show at sportsbettingweekly.com. It's always better to have a winner after you called your shot. It just makes it sweeter, especially if you gave it out to your buddies and they didn't bet it. And then, as always, Twitter, our handle, at SB Weekly. I want to slide over from conference basketball. We're going to get to it again here later on, but I want to slide into the UFC. As I mentioned before the break, UFC 184 was the first time that I was out in a sports bar since we had started Sports Betting Weekly, and it was the first time that I had looked at the whole card and the environment of watching the fights after I started the show. So we've bet it. We've gone out, Tommy and Johnny and the Inner Circle crew, and then, I don't know, we go down to Marco's place with Billy. We probably get 8, 10, 12 guys there. Place is packed. Again, it's right on the Pacific Ocean. It's you know, it's kind of a guy's night out. We have just a great, great time. But what I noticed when we were watching 184 was how little the average fan looks at the gambling aspect of UFC. Now, I know in Vegas it's growing. It always has been. But for the average sports bettor, I don't think it's really that big of a deal, especially when it comes to what I call the over-unders and what Vegas calls the will-goes, won't-goes. And the will-go, won't-go is simply, will this fight go this many rounds? And with UFC, it tends to be short because the fights are 3 rounds and the big ones are 5. So the main bouts are 5 rounds. So the over-unders tend to be 1.5, 2.5. On one fight this weekend, though, and it's the one with the girls, the will go, won't go is 4.5 rounds, and the 4.5 rounds over, so that fight, literally you're saying that fight's going to go the whole 5 rounds, is actually a big favorite at minus 155, and that's a perfect segue. Let's get over to our Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest Hotline. I'm very excited to have our own in-house UFC expert. We're going to cover UFC 185 tomorrow night. It's 12 bouts. Billy V, are you on the line?
Right here with you, Mark.
Hey, buddy. Good to talk to you. How you doing?
It's great. San Diego.
So, yeah, no doubt about it. And we were lucky to be together for 184. I'm not going to be able to make it for 185. But tell me now, there's 12 bouts. Which one are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm like all the other fans out there. I love a big heavyweight fight. And when you got a guy like Alistair Overeem, who just pulverizes people, you know, you got to wonder, is big country going to be able to keep up with this guy? And it's going to be a good
now,
you mentioned
Overeem. He's a kickboxer.
Out of Holland, I believe. He's got a great record, but big country, he's a durable fighter. He can hang in there with the big guys. He's shown it time and time again. And it's just going to be who gasses out first. These are two huge guys. They both weigh 263 and 265. That's a lot of weight to keep going.
And that's an excellent segue, Billy V, because what we're looking at here is on the fight itself, Nelson's the underdog plus 155. What that means is if you bet 100, you get back 100 plus 155. Where for Overeem, if you bet him, you got to give the sports book 190, and they're only going to give you back 290, so you're only going to win 100. But the will-go, won't-go aspect of the UFC card is the thing that we really talked about a lot last at 184, because I'll never forget in the girl fight that went the whole distance and went all 3 rounds.
Oh, yeah.
The over-under, the will-go, won't-go, was halfway through the second round, and there wasn't one person that started high-fiving like we did because they obviously didn't have that action. Now, on this fight, it's the same thing. It's halfway. Will this fight go halfway? And if you think it will, it's minus 110, so you give them 110, and they give you 210 back. And if you don't, then it's minus 130. So most people, the sports books are saying this fight will not go 1.5 rounds.
Yeah, and that's a good bet because, like I said, you know, they're going to get in there and mix it up. And the way Alistair's been just attacking at the bell, big country's going to be like Phil Baroni. You know, he's like a great big gigantic Phil Baroni. And if you've ever seen Phil Baroni fight, he just comes out and it's like falls to the wall for 2 minutes. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen to big country. And I love the guy, but, you know, it's almost like when they had Tito and Chuck in the old days. They never let Tito fight Chuck. Tito would take care of the lower, you know, guys in the lower rungs, and Chuck would take care of everybody up top. And that's why they would never really, you know, pit those two against each other. And I think this is the same thing here. You got Alistair to take care of the higher echelon. And I don't think Big Country, he's been losing weight. He looks great. But, yeah, I just don't see this going the distance. I think he's going to have to weather a serious storm in the first round. And if he makes it, he's got a chance to land one of those haymakers if Alistair gasses out.
Now, I mentioned to you when we were talking the other day about the fact that there are two Pettises fighting. And, you know, I don't really follow UFC as much. I'm not sure if they're related. All I know, though, is that whenever I go with Johnny D to Del Mar and there's two horses with the same name in the race, you know, Star of Wonder and, you know, Little Miss Star, Sunshine, whatever, I'm going to bet a Star Exacta. And this fight, these are both big underdogs. The Sergio Pettis is minus 500, which means, you know, you give him 500 to get 100 back. That's, you know, 5-1 underdog for you if you're betting with the points. And the other Pettis is, of course, in the main bout, and he's minus 450. So tell me about the main fight with Dos Anjos and Pettis.
Well, you have two very decorated fighters. They both have fought in several different organizations. They both have a lot on the, you know, riding on this fight. And I almost think that this is not going to be the fight of the night. This is going to be a tactical battle between two veterans. They're just going to be feeling each other out probably the whole first round. They'll land a few kicks and punches, just kind of feel the other guy out. And I think your over on this one might be a good bet. I don't. A lot of times these smaller fighters don't have the power to knock each other out. So they kind of pick each other apart. If it goes to the mat, you got two great wrestlers, two great jiu-jitsu guys, two great all-around fighters. So it's just going to be, there's going to be a lot of position changes, a lot of transitions and stuff. And if one guy gets sloppy, it could be the end. But here again, you have two great decorated fighters who have been in those positions, top, bottom, up against the cage, you know, in the clinch. They've done it all. And Pettis is known for his crazy knockouts. And it might just take something like that to end this fight early. But I really see this going to like a decision sort of thing. I think these guys are going to be very tentative, you know, and very, very, like, fight. Like I told you before, they're going to, like Joe Rogan always says, they're going to fight not to lose, but not fight to win. And this might be one of those fights.
Yeah, we're talking with Billy V on the Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest Hotline. And, Billy, I think you definitely are in the majority there because that is a big favorite. The over 2.5 rounds is minus 155. So, again, you give them $155 just to get 100 back. And then the last thing is it's tough for some people that are not aware of how well the women handle themselves in UFC. There is another big lady fight. Again, this one is right before the final. It's going 5 rounds. Joanna, okay. I'm going to skip beating up her name, Jaruskic and Carla Esparza. Do you know anything about these two ladies?
I think Esparza was on the Tough, which the Ultimate Fighter. I think she was one of the fighters on there, if I remember right. And if you just look at the pictures of these two, she looks very confident. And she's got some great stats to back up her tonight. So I really like her. And I think the under might even be a good bet. I see this. She might end this early. I think the grappling is going to play a big part in this. We'll see how good our friend from across the pond is going to do tonight. But I think Esparza is going to take it to her early. It's going to be like one and done kind of thing.
All right. And so you've got big plans for tomorrow. You've got a little routine, I know, with your UFC hangout, and that's the sandbar down there at the beach, right?
Yeah, we go down there. We have a great crowd. A lot of you MMA fighters that practice and train at the local gyms around San Diego. Many of them drop in, and you can see them wearing their colors and so on, and having a drink or two and rooting their favorite fighters on. It's a really good mix of people down there, and a very low-key crowd. You know, the beach bums are there too. So it's a lot of fun, and we enjoy it every Saturday when there's fights on.
Yeah, it really is, Billy, hard to have a bad time when you're about 85 feet from the Pacific Ocean, isn't it? It's a special, special place, the sandbar. Want to thank you again, Billy, for coming on. Appreciate all your knowledge. And then hopefully tomorrow night, at the end of the night, you'll have a big pile of money in front of you like you did last time. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Take care of yourself.
Let's get over to our Westgate Las Vegas. Let's get over to our Westgate Las Vegas. Let's get over to our West. Hey, Mo, those buttons are not as easy as they look when it's 8 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Right, no, I hear you.
But you know what? It's so great. And thanks again to Billy for taking time out yesterday during his break to give us a call. Because when you talk to somebody that doesn't bet, but he describes what's going to happen, well, guess what? It really is more knowledge than you can get from even doing some research online.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Betting MMA is nothing that I've ever really sat and thought about, but it's definitely interesting. It's one of those things that I want to be the most prepared I can be, and definitely listening to this show and listening to him, it makes me feel like I can go out and put some money on this thing.
Or at least feel like you can talk about it without sounding like a fool, you know? I mean, I think
right?
I called it UCF a few times, you know? But what was funny is, so we're there at the 184, and it's at the sandbar, and you got to understand, I mean, it's winter time, and it rained. As a matter of fact, during the girl fight, not the main fight, the secondary one, the satellite went out because they have a direct TV feed. And I laugh because I'm sitting there at the sports bar and I'm chanting, WatchEveryGame.com, WatchEveryGame.com, because the satellite dish doesn't go off when you have the WatchEveryGame.com box, and you get to watch every single fight. Now, it's a long day. The fights will start today at 6:30 your time, Mo, and they don't end until midnight. So, I mean, that's a long day.
Uh-huh.
Lot of watching, and it really is pretty cool that you can bounce back and forth between real TV when you've got the WatchEveryGame.com box and the pay-per-view UFC fights. But so we're sitting there at the bar, and there, like I said, there's a half dozen guys at our table and a few more standing up around us, and they're all, I'm not betting, but they're all throwing money on the table. And at the end of the fight, every single time, Billy reaches over and he grabs his money. And they were like singles and fives. They weren't betting a lot of money. He had that 50 or 60 bucks in his hand. It more than covered his bar tab. So anytime you can go out, watch fights, and get free booze, who's better than you, you know?
Well, I hear you. Sounds like a night tonight. I would like to have tonight.
Exactly. So when we come back, I'm gonna tell you what happened. I listened to that interview with the sheet in front of me from the Las Vegas Westgate, and I'm going to tell you what I've circled when we come back. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Are you ready for your life to change forever? Just go to www.watcheverygame.com right now. How simple is that website name to remember? WatchEveryGame.com. Do you pay for the NFL Sunday ticket? Have you ever given anyone money to watch a pay-per-view fight or UFC card? Are you sick and tired of trying to find the game you want to watch and it's not on TV? With your brand new wireless internet TV box from WatchEveryGame.com, your life will change forever, and it will be for far less than the cost of 1 year of the NFL Sunday ticket. You'll also get to watch every movie and TV show ever made. No monthly fees, no renewal issues, and not a penny out of your pocket for the rest of your life. You'll never pay for a movie ever again. Until Christmas Eve, enter the promo code MOSHOW and get free shipping. This may be the greatest Christmas present you'll ever give or get. Don't bet it all on Santa this year. Go to WatchEveryGame.com now and use the promo code MOSHOW for free shipping until Christmas Eve. WatchEveryGame.com. They don't care if you're naughty or nice.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan?
send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information like all those scams that are out there. SixBetsAGame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at SixBetsAGame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire SixBetsAGame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. SixBetsAGame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at MoRadioShow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Now it's time.
Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz, along with Mo from the BS Sports Show. That's the full title, right? BS Sports Show?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. We are covering this weekend's action. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 646-929-1298. 646-929-1298. As always, our Twitter handle at SB Weekly, and you can email the show. SportsBettingWeekly.com is the website. Now, we're going to switch over on Tuesday, but the email will stay the same. It's going to be show@SportsBettingWeekly.com. And on Tuesday, it'll go live, and we put a lot of effort into the website. It's a little bit heavy with the Second Half Chaz, but as we get the Inner Circle guys involved with sending over some videos and some recordings, it'll mellow out a little bit. But it's kind of tough looking at the screen with the developer, and I see my face like 9 different times. So I'm looking forward to getting rid of a little bit of me. But, Mo, before the break, I mentioned when you've got someone who has been following UFC since its inception, knows the players, knows kind of the way of the land, the way it works, but doesn't really bet on them, and then you sit there with your cheat sheet, which is basically the card, and understand, there are 12 bouts, and they start at 6:30 Eastern time. The first, 10 are all three rounds, but you've got a 550 favorite, minus 550, minus 500, minus 310, minus 340, minus 375, minus 560, minus 190 is one of the smaller ones, and that's the Overeem that Billy thinks is an easy winner. So when you see those high numbers, that's the money line action. Remember, there's no point spreads in boxing. You're having to lay $500 to win $100. That's a lot of risk for a very little reward. And from the beginning, I said, that doesn't seem right. tell me more about this will go, won't go. And as they were explaining that to me, I realized it's really just the over-under of when the fight's going to end. They don't
call it
over-unders, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And if you got Ronda Rousey, you're always taking the under in her fights. Always.
Well, that that was funny because it was you had to lay a lot of money last UFC to win a little bit of money with her, but it was 1.5 rounds, which is 7.5 minutes, and you didn't need 7 of them because the fight didn't even last 30 seconds. It was over so quick, and that I've seen that because we have been out and I have been on it before. Just haven't been on it or watched it since we started the show, so it really did look at a totally different way. But the fights, when they run at each other from the get-go, it very quickly can end because they do some serious kicking and wailing. I mean, it was an amazing display that she put on. So what I did is as you listen, you know, you obviously, he knew, you know, people's names. He knew their nicknames, Mo. So I'm obviously, you know, not going to be able to tell you who the hell Big Country is, you know. But all I know is I've got 5 circles here. And so it'll be interesting to look back on this next week. Again, Alistair Overeem is minus 190. This is as of yesterday afternoon. And the won't go on that fight is minus 130. So you see the difference. You can't parlay those. They don't allow parlays. At least most sports books. So you know if you can find the Chevy Chase Las Vegas Vacation sports book, you probably can parlay it. And then on the girls, the Carla Esparza, same thing. He likes her. She's minus 165. Now, minus 165, that's getting down to where that's the kind of thing you might see on a football money line. If it's, you know, maybe a 2-point spread and you say, you know, I'm not sure if they're going to win by 2, I want to just bet them to win the game. But when you've got the won't go, he thinks that maybe it won't go the 4.5, that you know, the Joanna girl will start to tire. Well, that's plus 115, and that's the only circle I have that's got a plus number, which means you only have to give them 100, and they give you more back. And in the last fight, the Pettis fight, he's minus 450, but because of the way Billy sees the fight going on, he said the will go over 2.5 is a good bet. Well, that's minus 155. Now, if it goes over halfway, all of a sudden, Mo, you really don't care who wins. You've already cashed.
Right. No, yeah, exactly. You know, what's funny about UFC is, in all of sports, to me, the only sure thing that I feel like I could bet on and win my money every time would be Ronda Rousey. You were either football, basketball, whatever. You know, maybe Kentucky basketball this year, maybe, but you look at Ronda Rousey, man, she seems like a sure thing every time.
Well, the problem is, though, Mo, she is, and therefore you've got to bet $750 to win $100.
Yeah, that's a lot of risk. But
that's a lot of risk for a little return. Because, golly gee, what if she slips once and something happens? She falls down, slips on some blood that she's removed from the other girl's nose, and the girl gets a shot in, you know? There's been some phantom blows in sports boxing before. It wouldn't be the first and it won't be the last, you know, but it was just really, really, exciting to sit there with guys that knew what they were talking about. And again, Billy, you know, we're down at the sandbar and there were 30, maybe 40, fighters from there's 2 or 3 different gyms. As you know, if you go into Southern California beach world, The people tend to be a little more fit than if you're at a South Alabama Walmart parking lot. You know what I mean?
Claire,
no disrespect
intended,
but I wanted to make sure we had the picture clear, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly why I live there.
Yeah, no, they really get into it. They really get into it. And you can tell these girls are lifting metal because, you know, they've got some cuts to them, so It's just a great, great time. And again, they'll be getting there early because the first prelim is at 3:30 our time. So they're gonna be all over it. So when we get back, I want to finish up, get back to NCAA. We talked with Tommy early. He gave us a winner with San Diego State. And if you watched the game last night, it was on the CBS Sports. They held the highest scoring team in their conference. They averaged 73 points, the Colorado State Rams. They held them to 41. It was just an amazing defense. The Aztecs are starting to get people that are finding the ability to put the round ball in the round hole, and that they have struggled with. But when you only give up 40 points, it's pretty easy to win the game. So we're going to cover NCAA hoops when we get back. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone. Whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter. Or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information like all those scams that are out there. SixBetsAGame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at SixBetsAGame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire SixBetsAGame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. SixBetsAGame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at MoRadioShow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Now it's time. Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. We are covering everything that's on the big board this weekend, but mostly the NCAA hoops and UFC 185. Now, if you missed anything on the show, simply go back to sportsbettingweekly.com, and you definitely want to listen to Billy V's call on the Las Vegas Westgate Super Contest Hotline, because he covered the fights kind of from a non-betting perspective, and it definitely gives you a lot of ammunition if you're sitting at a bar and you got some ability to take some money from a total stranger. Always a good thing to do. Almost as good as when you can catch a replay of a game and a guy that's drunk at the bar and thinks the game is live. Have you ever had the ability to pull one of those off, Mo? It's pretty funny.
No, but no, I wish I would have. I know that's almost like that Back to the Future moment where they get the almanac and go back and start betting on the sports that they had known happened. I wish I could do that one.
No, that yeah, that was a pretty good score when he got that book and he went into the pass with it. So what we're looking at is NCAA hoops. Now, there's a lot of games today. Now, they started already with Stony Brook Albany. I don't have an update on the score, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even know what conference that is.
Yeah, I don't even care. Either one of those schools. I mean, all you're saying is, hey, welcome to the first one out in the NCAA tournament.
But 10 o'clock, big one for the folks out there in your neck of the woods. Purdue and Wisconsin are matching up in the semifinals of the Big Ten Conference. The over-under is 125.5, Wisconsin minus 9.5. Now, I know because we talked about it on your show a couple weeks back with Billy on the BS Sports Show that Purdue's record against the spread this year is unbelievable. They are like 27-5 or some sick number against the spread. But you like Wisconsin to cover.
I do like Wisconsin to cover. They got big Frank Kaminsky, who was a Big Ten Player of the Year, in the running for National Player of the Year. They also could be looking possibly, if not in the NCAA tournament, the return of former Ohio State University great Jim Jackson. His son plays at Wisconsin. And if you can get your Ohio State championship football, championfootballs.com, by the way. But I do like Wisconsin. They're a dominant team. Purdue does have some size inside with A.J. Hammonds. Here's the problem with Purdue, where they tend to win games close. They're winning games right now, averaging about 18 turnovers a game. And as you know, when you get into tournament play, you can't turn the ball over 18 to 20 times and still hope to win on the neutral court with these teams. So I don't like Purdue's chances today whatsoever against Wisconsin.
Yeah, we were blessed last year to be up at the Sweet 16 in Anaheim, where Wisconsin was the team that came out of there. So I got to watch that kid play, and he really was the best player on the court, not even close. And it was amazing how well he handled the ball for a big guy. And then he would just slide out for the three, and bada boom, bada bing. It just was really a beautiful display of basketball last year. Wisconsin. Now later, 3:30 Eastern, Michigan State and Maryland. Now Michigan State's favored by 2.5. The over-under's 130, but you don't think that they're going to cover.
No, I like Maryland. They've played tough their first year in the Big Ten so far. They're the number 8 ranked team in the country, and they're a team coming off a win last night against Indiana. Indiana who blew Maryland out at Assembly Hall earlier this year, then beat Indiana at Maryland. They took care of Indiana last night later on in the game. And I like Maryland to continue rolling and play tough and win this game against Michigan State today.
And what's nice about the way these games line up, you got a 1 o'clock game, you got a 3:30 game, and then you got an 8:30 game. So if you do like parlays and you want to run a three-team Mo parlay, and I may throw one in. I may throw that in just for the heck of it. But it's North Carolina, Notre Dame, the Atlantic Coast Conference Final. Both of these teams now, big upsets because they knocked off Virginia and Duke, respectively. North Carolina is given 3 to Notre Dame. Over-under's 149. What's going to happen there, do you think, Mo?
Yeah, you know, Notre Dame knocked off number 2 Duke last night, who is probably the second best team in the country. I like them. I like them big over North Carolina this afternoon.
There you go. And, of course, Tommy was on earlier. And, again, if you missed any of the show, you got to go back to sportsbettingweekly.com. Just listen to the podcast because, you know, these are guys that have consistently told us things. So today we had Tommy, we had Billy V, we got Mo, and he talked about the San Diego State game. They're just a very, very fundamentally sound defensive club. It seems like whoever has the ball has 2 and sometimes 3 guys in their hands. They must raise their hands in class a lot up there on the Mesa because these guys' hands are in the air constantly during the game. And, you know, anything you're doing in life, it's a little harder when you put a hand in their face. Oh, you know what? Mo was gone. I was ready for Mo to come back on. So that was Tommy. So we're going to recap here. Then we're going to slide out. It is a fasting morning for Second Half Jazz, and the insurance company wants us to go give our blood. So we're going to get out of here and head over to the doctor's office, get that taken care of, and keep our insurance rates low. But we're going to recap. So what we have is Billy V came on. No, first Tommy came on. And Tommy said basically that San Diego State is a much better team than Wyoming. Wyoming may be able to play with them at home, but they're not going to be at home. They're going to be in Las Vegas. So Tommy said he looks for a double-digit win with San Diego State. Then Billy V came on and he covered UFC. And this one really you should go back and listen to because it was just it was an excellent, excellent phone call. But he likes Alistair Overeem. He likes the fact that it won't go. 1.5 rounds. He likes Carla Esparza. I think Carla Esparza, he made that sound like that was going to be an easy winner. He thinks that it'll be over. It won't go the whole distance. So the under is 4.5, and that's plus 115. That was the only bet that he gave us that had a plus number. And then in the final, which is Rafael Dos Anjos and Anthony Pettis. Pettis is a big, big favorite, but Billy says it'll go over 2.5 rounds because these guys are going to play with each other for a while and kind of feel each other out. And then, of course, we slid over to the NCAA conference tournaments. The board is full of games. And Mo says, although Purdue has a great record against the spread, they're just overmatched in Wisconsin. He says that Maryland is one of the best teams in the Big Ten, and they're going to handle Michigan State even though they're an underdog. And finally, at 8:30, North Carolina, Notre Dame, both coming off big upsets. He says, take the points. So really, with Mo, you've got a couple money line opportunities. Maryland is plus 125 on the money line, and Notre Dame is plus 135. It's Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. We'll talk to you next week. Always be cashing.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information like all those scams that are out there. Sixbetsagame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at SixBetsAGame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire SixBetsAGame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. SixBetsAGame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at MoRadioShow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app,
Download it today.
Now it's time to
rock on
the Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner.